Today's guest, let me tell you, she has three pieces of advice for aspiring entrepreneurs: plan, strategize, and execute. We're excited to have you joining us today for this great topic on budgeting and building to billions with Chandrika Carter, CEO of Carter Capital. We're going to get right into it after this quick intro. Don't you move. You're right here listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting live from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard and seen all across the world wide web. We are so excited to have all of you. We know that the streaming platforms are sending out notifications and letting you know that we are on live, but we also want to shout out our podcast listeners. Oh my goodness, Apple Podcasts, y'all always rank the highest, so I got to give y'all love at the top. But we can't leave out Stitcher, iHeartRadio, certainly Blog Talk Radio, and those that faithfully listen and watch from charvette.com. We appreciate you. And this segment is brought to you by my 12-month group, the Platform Builder Program. We are open for enrollment right now. Jump over to platformbuilder.biz and make sure you learn more and apply by December 16th. You're going to hear a little bit more about the Platform Builder Program later on in today's episode. And if you are a new listener or a new watcher or a new viewer, let us know in the comments. We certainly want to give you love. We see the hearts coming in already as we get ready to jump right on into our topic. So our guest is in the virtual studio. So let me do a little bit more formal introduction and then we'll be getting the party started. Again, tag someone, definitely an entrepreneur, if you're watching live, to be a part of this amazing episode. So Chandrika Carter, she's here with us. She's been featured on Fox, NBC, CBS, Voyage, Rolling Out, and Glambitious. She is the mother. She is a wife. She is a wealth development mogul, born and raised in New Orleans. She is the author of The Money Manual, which has been proclaimed by readers as the tax Bible and explains all things taxes. She's also the author of Enrich to Get Rich and co-author of Credit Construction and Brand Beginning Tax Edition. Chandrika Carter is the current CEO of Carter Capital, Carter and Associates, Body Chasers, K Beauty Collection, and co-founder of Boss Box. And she was voted 2021 Best Woman in Financial Services at Women Mean Business. And guess what? She's here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Put your virtual hands together as we welcome her live to the stage, to the virtual mic, coming up live here. Chandrika, welcome. We're glad to have you.
Hey, Charvette. So excited to be here. Thank you for this warm welcome. You look beautiful this evening.
Oh, thank you. You as well. Got love coming in. Hey, Ayana, saying great evening. Glad to be here. She's also in the insurance finance space herself.
Okay.
And so, we just came off of the holiday and I peeked at your Facebook and saw you all had some Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales. So like, are you coming up for air?
Listen, I just came up for air. I've been in the office all weekend. My husband, my kids, myself, getting those orders shipped out. A lot of new tax partners signed up over the weekend and people got into our new merch, which is the Black and Wealthy Collection. So we dropped some t-shirts on Thanksgiving. Well, I dropped them early for my mentorship program. So they got early access and then we actually dropped them for Black Friday. So a couple of days early, but those are all shipped out. All orders are shipped. I'm so excited about
that. Oh, wow. Like, that is definitely like 2 weeks.
Give me like 2 weeks and I'm going to be like, okay.
And you'll be good. So listen, hubby, children, like, listen, this all hands on deck, right?
Family affair.
So let me back up. This is great already. So certainly you have a lot to share, and I'd love for you to kind of take us back a little bit. How, you know, your former career as a revenue cycle manager, talk a little bit about what that was and how that kind of set you up, positioned you for what you're doing now.
So I'm gonna go back a little further than that. Yes. Right. So my first job was, of course, being a cashier. I was working at Six Flags, and then fast forward, I was like 16 when I got that job. And fast forward to becoming a college student and things of that nature, I was like, okay, I need something better. I want to do something different. But I wasn't quite on my entrepreneurship journey yet. I didn't get on my entrepreneurship journey until the year that I graduated from undergrad, which was 2012. And so I came up with Carter Capital, but I still had jobs on the side. But for some reason, I could not like literally stick to a job for longer than 2 years, 3 years, right? Because something inside of me was telling me, you're an entrepreneur. But I just was not answering the calling, right?
Like,
you know, a lot of us have that same feeling, like, I'm going to just get another job. I'm going to get a second job. I'm going to get a third job. I'm going to pick up another skill. I'm going to go back to school, right? And you're doing a whole bunch of busy work and not getting to your purpose. And so my last position that I was in the corporate world was in 2018. And I was working as a revenue cycle manager and director over at Action Hospital. And so I had, keep in mind, I started my business in 2012.
Yeah.
But on the side, I was doing my business. And on the forefront, I was doing my corporate work. And so I'm thinking, okay, I graduated from college. I need to get a good job. Right? A good job.
Yes.
I need to get a good job, right? So I got me a good job at Actioner. Worked there for a couple of years, like when I was engaged and getting ready to be married and stuff. Got married in 14. And then I went full throttle. Like, my husband kept saying, you don't have to work at Action no more. You can quit. You can put your 100% into your business if that's what you want to do. Yeah. And I still was, you know, running my business like a hobby, not really taking it 100% serious at the time. But he was already head first into entrepreneurship. So he kind of like gave me that push. And like I said, in March of 2018, I really said, I don't have a plan B.
Wow.
I went 100% into my business, and it's been all up from there. I was able to put 100% in. I was able to bring all my dreams and goals to fruition. I was able to build a team. And now you see an empire that's been here for 10 years, and it's a household name.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. And so you said something. Oh, my goodness. You said something. That call, and I should have grabbed it when I should have interrupted you while you were talking. You said a real good clip. Oh, it's gonna come back to me. But what I like on your website says, we are a wealth development institution devoted to building capital through knowledge, gaining opportunities. So talk to us about, like, what does that mean in kind of like everyday
terms? Absolutely. Let me break it down for you. So basically it just means everything that we do on the service side, like our done for you services, we came back and created a course for it. So we understand that all of our clients are not in a position to afford our services that are done for you. And keep in mind that we're experts, so we charge expert fees. Right. Right? And I also understand that some people want the knowledge. And so that's how I came up with not being just the average tax office. I started my college with only teaching taxes because that's my specialty. Accounting is my field. But I also wanted to bring in, I started teaching the people that I added to my team first. And once they learned it, they implemented it, I was like, guess what? You could be an expert too. And so I figured out how to put together an entire curriculum with personal credit, with business credit, with tax preparation, with business consulting. Why? Because I've been in the industries for years. I've helped build boutiques. I've helped build trucking companies. I've helped build real estate companies. I've helped build boutiques, stylists, all kind of companies. I've been around small businesses and entrepreneurs so much, right? And I was like, you know what? They called me for everything. Like, they would call me and say, okay, my credit score went up. I'm thinking about getting this car, or I want to go soon, or how does my taxes need to look? And guess what? If I didn't know, I had to go and research it. And so I took that step out for my clients, for my employees. I said, you know what? I need to help them. I need to help people. And mm-hmm. so it kind of became like a rush for me. I was just like, I need more information so I can help the people. I need to bring the people more information. I need to come up with a course. This is too much for a book. Nobody's going to want to do this. Let me break it down step by step with modules, right? And give them something to do and then something to come back to as well. So it's always a push and go thing, right? So they're always able to come in, check the portal out, see what new information I dropped in there, see what they need to go implement. They're able to ask questions. I have a huge free Facebook community where people can ask questions. I drop so many tips on a daily basis, you know, and things of that nature. And it just developed itself based on who was already, you know, my traffic, my audience, people that were coming to me, asking me these things. I'm like, you know what? I don't know right now, but the next time you come ask me, I will not be able to tell you. I don't know. I know. I'm always seeking more knowledge to help the community get more knowledge.
Wow. So love that. So done for you services, which people can hire you all for taxes, business credit, personal credit, business consulting, but then this whole other population, which a lot of aspiring startup entrepreneurs kind of start there with bootstrapping and doing things on their own. Exactly. And you kind of met that audience. I do have a question coming in. Hello, Ms. Parker. How do you guide someone who hasn't filed taxes in over 20 years? Ooh. So that I'm assuming there's probably a backstory to that, but not sure if you have enough information to answer that.
It is a little vague, but I'll give it a shot anyway. So it's over 20 years. You only have to worry about the past three. Okay, so they can only penalize you for a 3-year sector. So meaning we're in 2022, so we only have filed up to 2021 taxes. So you only need to worry about 2021, 2020, and 2019, which is good for you because they're not penalizing those years. So I would say start from 2019, gather all your documents, and file your taxes as soon as possible. Some of those years you may have to pay up front for, whether you come to me or another professional, because the bank is not no longer accepting bank applications. So you can't do the, you know, free upfront and then take it out my refund for a past year. So any amendments and things like that, you'll have to pay upfront for. But I still suggest that you go and get it filed, because the IRS, when they come, they come in. So you don't want them to get into the space of having to garnish your wages, put liens on your properties and stuff like that, or you may come into money later on. You might not have money now, but you never know what the future holds, and you have money later. As soon as you win a lottery or become an heir to something, you know, that's meaningful to you, they'll take it. So you definitely want to go ahead and file.
Thank you. That is so, like, that you probably just saved somebody's life, because people might not, that 3 years, I didn't know that. Now my taxes are up to date and all that good stuff. But everybody listening, I mean, listen, Karen, facts. Thank you. Yes, Karen, listen, you need to go to her website. Everybody listening, go to her website. It's here on the screen. CarterCapitalPLLC.com. If you're listening to the podcast, look down below in the show notes, click the link there. And you need to go buy a book today, a book or something today, just for that information there. Facebook group. What's the Facebook community?
The Facebook community is Carter Capital PLLC. It's free. As soon as you type in Carter Capital, you'll see our page where you can go like our page, and you'll see the community pop up as well. It's no different name. You're going to see my little logo at the top. You might see a couple of pictures of me and my staff on there. So you can jump right in, go into files, grab some of those grants, and tap in and get some other people's money for your business, right? Wow. And everything is there. You can also download our free mobile app, Carter Capital PLLC, available on Android and Apple as well.
I love it. Yes, Ayana, that was a set free question and answer. That was get set free. Hey, to my sister, my blood sister Kim and Deborah holding it down on YouTube. We see you. Thank you for being here. And so are you all accepting new clients for the done for you services?
Or absolutely. We are accepting new clients. I have an entire staff. I do still work. I'm the CEO that still works. I still get in the trenches with my people. I still get it out the mud, even though I'm still walking these stages and twerking these mics, right? I'm still over here doing services and accepting new clients as well. So when you book an appointment, there's going to be a drop down, so you can choose my name or you can take whatever staff that you fall in a queue for.
All right, beautiful. So let's our topic, which I know some people are here like, we got to talk about the billions. like I'm here for that. So, but budgeting and building to billions. So what prompted you to say, let's talk about this topic?
I just feel as though everybody has a goal for the money, right? And to acquire the money, not even a goal for the money, but a goal to acquire the money, whether that's six figures, whether that's $10,000 a month, whether that's $100,000 a month. Everybody's like, I want to make this money. I'm hustling to make this money. But nobody has the discipline for the money, right? I like to go back and tell a story of how I wanted something so bad and somebody told me no, right? So it's two parts to that story and how I got to start budgeting and how I take it so serious, like even with my kids, right? It was the discipline for me. So the first part of it is I went out for a pitch competition, right?
Okay.
And the pitch competition was like, the winning would be $10,000. And I was like, okay, I got this. I studied. I got a business coach. I got my business besties on the phone. We doing PowerPoints. I'm like, I'm going to win this pitch competition. Uh-huh. And guess what I did? Did not win the pitch competition. So I lost. And not really lost, because I came in like second place. I won $2,500, which was great. I have not ever won anything before then, right? So I'm like, okay, silver lining, right? The light at the end of the tunnel, whatever. $2,500 I don't have to spend for this project that I was coming up with, which is the Wealth Development Summit, right? Which it grew into. So initially, it was just a community event. And I was like, I just need to help entrepreneurs. Like, I need them to understand customer service is a piece of your business. I need them to understand content is a piece of your business. I need them to understand cash flow. You don't have a business without cash flow, right? So I need you to understand that you need to know how to budget in your personal life so that you can budget in your business life, in your professional realm, right? Yeah. And so I was like, I just need to teach everybody. I need to bring everybody together. I'm not the expert in every area, but I need to bring everybody together in order for us to get this point across. And so that's what I kind of did. I came up with that, and we did the first year, and then, you know, year four is coming up, and we're going to Toronto, right? We're bringing it into Toronto. So that was the premise, but that was the first loss that took me to make me get disciplined or make me pay attention to start being disciplined, right? And the second one was I went to go buy a house. Now, keep in mind, I already was living in the house built from the ground up. I was like, I'm fresh out of school. I'm a business owner. I'm driving a BMW. My man driving a BMW. We all good.
We good, right?
I'm in my mind. We good.
Uh-huh.
But I'm like, okay, my brother brought me to this neighborhood, and he was like, you got to come see these houses. So we're going to a brand new neighborhood. He's showing me around. He's showing me these houses. And I'm like, okay, now I see a bigger house. I see something bigger for me. I'm thinking bigger now. I want to move here. I want to have better schools for my kids and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I go in there. I'm like, I got a house. I got a car. I got a business. I'm making money. I'm thinking I'm making money. Plus, I got a good job. Keep in mind. A good job, right? And so I go in the office, and the lady was like, oh, you only qualify for $150,000 for a house. I'm like, $150,000 ain't gonna give me no house back here, right? So I'm like, okay, I took that no. I didn't take the no like with my head down or anything. I just took the no, and I was like, okay, everything cut off. I'm not buying clothes. I'm not buying shoes. I'm not buying nothing. Nothing that's not necessity. I literally went in to discipline mode. No, I'm not going out. No, I'm not coming to your party. No, I'm not coming to your dinner. None of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lynette. Then COVID came. Uh-huh. So I was even more disciplined when COVID came. So y'all, listen. I think it's funny because I don't even think I ever told the whole story. So
we getting the inside scoop over here.
First ever, we need a little badge popping across. So listen, I said, okay, I went home. I told my husband about the neighborhood and the house, and I was like, I want this and I want this. I just want bigger. And he just was like, you know, just brushed me off. Like, he not even remember what I'm talking about. He didn't even know I went in and applied for the house and everything. Cause I'm like, you about to move. You don't even know what you're
talking
about. So that was that. So the lady told me 150. I'm like, nope, not taking that. So I came back. I just went home. I told him about it. He was like, whatever, nonchalant. Fast forward, when I went back to that office, right? Mm-hmm. I got approved. They was like, I was like, I don't want financing. I want to pay it out in full. They wanted so many documents. And I mm-hmm. said, okay, that's fine. I own this business. I save. I made deposits. Uh-huh. Every day, I don't care if it was a $10 sale, I was going to put it in the bank. I documented everything. I had like notebooks. Like it was anal, y'all. I'm telling y'all. It was like, is she going crazy? And I'm like, no, I'm not. But I'm never letting nobody else tell me no. And that's where my discipline came from. Like, first it was the no for the business. And then it was like, not. First, I didn't even want the house. But since you told me no, I have to get it.
Oh, yeah. I got to. Yeah, and that made you wrong.
It fueled my fire. And I was like, yo, I literally didn't buy nothing. Like, I didn't say, oh, I deserve this. So let me treat myself. Or let me do. Nope. Every dollar I had was going to savings. Savings. I saved almost $400,000 and was able to purchase. Not just me, but you know, me and my husband together.
Right.
Saved almost $400,000 and was able to purchase what was my dream home at the time, right? Right. And that was 2 years ago. So, like she said, the pandemic happened and that helped me save even more because guess what? Nobody not going nowhere. So, they ain't got to even see me get dressed.
Right.
So going nowhere but to the store. So, guess what? I got to keep on throwing on these little sweat outfits, working out. I was in my bag, y'all. I'm telling you, I was going to work. I was working out. I was eating good. And I was saving. That was it. Mm-hmm. That was the only mentality I had. Like, think about it. We're not seeing our family. We're not seeing our friends. We're not socializing. So I was already in lockdown mode. But then the pandemic happened like maybe 6 or 7 months after I was already in lockdown mode. So now I'm like, oh, I already was staying home. Y'all didn't do that, but y'all did me a favor. Uh-huh. Like, this tunnel vision. Now let's where we go from here.
Wow. Oh my good. I mean, to walk in and say, I'm just going to pay for this house.
They was trying to give me hassle. And that's another thing I like to tell entrepreneurs is when you're trying to purchase something, you got to pay attention to your taxes. You have to pay attention to your bank accounts. You have to pay attention to how much money you can have in certain banks. And everything needs to be to the T, but you need to pay attention to your business on a daily basis. So, you know, I said all of that to say, discipline comes with budgeting, right? Budgeting comes with discipline. So if you think making more money is going to be the resolution or the solve for your problem, it's not. Managing it will, right? So if you know how to manage $10, if you know you robbing Peter to pay Paul, right? We've all been there. Robbing Peter to pay Paul. Wait, my mentor, my coach always say she was robbing Peter and Paul. She couldn't that's just one of my coaches, but people have to have those transparent moments with you to say, you know what? That's me right now. Or that was me in the past. And I'm still about to make that same mistake so I can catch myself. I'm catching somebody right now that's making a mistake. That's saying, you know what? I said I wanted to buy a house 2 years ago and here I am still living paycheck to paycheck. Cancel them subscriptions, girl. That's not in your budget. Stop going out to eat. That's not in your budget. Tell your friends, no, it's not in your budget.
Ooh, look at that. Because we do focus a lot on, let me just make more. And we do need to make more. However, how are we managing, which is tying budgeting and building. And so I love how you said, and building, because that is a part of it. Any other kind of things, ahas, that you learn kind of through this process around budgeting or one or two budgeting tips additional, because you've given some already?
Absolutely. One of my good tips is definitely if you're a business owner, because I know you probably have some business owners that are listening.
Yes.
But if you're a business owner, making sure that you're not commingling your funds at all, making sure that everything business is on the business side, because when it comes down to you purchasing commercial property, purchasing your residential home, purchasing a second investment property, all of these things, your money has to be organized to the T. You need to be able to account for every penny. If you're going to closing in the next 30 days or 90 to 30 days, right? You need to pay attention to what you're spending. Don't go out and buy a car so you can post your car in front of your new house and now your credit score didn't drop because you got all these inquiries, right? So just paying attention, being cognizant, being conscious about your money. And my whole thing is getting people to look at money differently. Money is a tool. Money is not a flex. Money is not the answer to wealth, right? So you don't see me dripped and draped and designer to show you I have wealth. You right. see, I have growth in different ways, but it's not just from this, right? You see, I have right. growth because I have several companies and things like that. And I have investments and I can talk about it eloquently. I could talk about yes. it so fluently and I can show you how to make a play without even writing anything down, right? This is how you see the wealth, right? And same thing with the greats. The people that you see walking around in designer is trying to sell you a dream. Mm. They're not selling you real wealth. They're telling you to buy something from them so they can get. Girl, go ahead. Go ahead. We're not doing this. We're not doing
this. We can go there. Listen, Karen said this was right on time. Karen, you popped into the right live stream here. And those of you, the rest of you were here, Shandrika Carter, CEO of Carter Capital and Carter Associates and more. Just look at Charvette.com. Her full bio is there. Where can they follow you all online and also give out the Facebook group again?
Absolutely. So my business page is Carter Capital PLLC on all platforms. So Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, download our mobile app, Carter Capital PLLC as well. You can get that on Android and Apple. You can get into our free Facebook group if you need business tips, personal credit tips, or even grants. Sometimes I drop grants, or we do host masterclasses in there as well. Like I invite experts, you know what I'm saying, to come in and talk about a few things that, you know, you might be struggling with, you might have dealt with in the past and things of that nature. You also will get access to new drops. So if I have a new ebook, y'all gonna get it first before I even put it out there to everybody else on social media or in our email messages. And of course, you definitely can follow me, my personal page, Drika M. Carter, at on Instagram and Facebook. And awesome. I have a YouTube. I got a YouTube.
Because you look, yeah, you definitely got it. They got to see you. Lynette is like, this is great information, and my internet keeps going out. Honey, we are recording. This is for Lynette and Everett. So we are recording. So if you just came in and you're like, oh, I want to hear what she first said, everywhere you are, you will be able to go back. If you're watching live, you can go back. The recording stays up. Certainly our podcast and our talk radio stations, you all are already where you need to be. So you're good to go. Thank you, Lynette.
Absolutely.
So all of the businesses that I mentioned earlier, so Carter Capital, Carter and Associates, Vardy Chasers. Did I say that right? Or did I say that wrong?
You did.
Okay. K Beauty Collection and co-founder of Boss Box. What I think I'd love for you to share is a lot of times people have a lot of different ideas and like, I want to do this business. I want to do this business. Can you talk about, did you do all of these at the same time or did you get one really solid and then do the other one? Talk about that. And let me, while you getting ready to respond, hello, Mahalia, Malia. Oh my God, I scrolled past this and the guest looks like me. It made me so nervous. Oh, wow. Y'all kind of do have the same smile. They say everybody. Yes. Well, welcome. Thank you for being the first time viewer or listener that I popped up your comment. So thanks for being here.
So I didn't start all at once.
Okay.
Literally, my first business was a consignment, like a baby consignment shop. I don't have that anymore. But a lot of people say your first business is not what you stick with. And so I just did that because I was a new mom and my daughter had so much stuff that she didn't use or like gently worn or gently used. And I just went off the concept of like Plato's Closet, if you heard of that before.
Yeah, we have one here.
Once Upon a Child and stuff like that. So I just went off that concept. I was in college trying to make money, girl. I didn't even think past school. I was just like, listen, I'm a mom. I'm in college. I need to make money. So that was like my first business venture, like where I wrote a business plan and had a business account and, you know, did all of those things. And then, of course, closer to the end of my undergrad, college career, I definitely started Carter Capital. So that's my longest tenure.
Okay.
Carter Capital. That's my baby, y'all. That's, listen. All right. So then 3 years ago, I started Carter and Associates. And same thing. The goal was to close the gap in the tax industry. And I became just like, I was like, okay, there's real estate brokerage. There's financial brokerage. You know what I'm saying? I can start a tax brokerage. And that's what I did. So that's how Carter & Associates came about. I'm Carter and everybody that starts their tax companies with us are the associates. They can run their own name. They use our software. We offer them all of the same custom products that we have, meaning they can get their own custom mobile app so they can drive traffic to their virtual offices. I help you start an in-person, in-store storefront or a virtual office from home like I did for 6 years and still made money and still impacted lives, right? So either way, I teach them how to do it either way. And they also get one of these neat bags.
Oh, neat.
The bag that gets you the bag. It can literally put a laptop in it. You can, it has buku different, buku, you know, I'm from New Orleans.
Different little that here too.
Parts in it. And, you know, you can put your pens in there, your calculators, whatever you need. You know, people always have that bag. You know, yes. We have the bag when we go to work. Same thing. You getting your bag for your business though. So definitely a great laptop bag, a great carry-on when you're on a flight and things like that. So just like the designer bags, we got the Carter and Associates bag that gets you a bag. And it has been helping people get a bag. Like my last two people that signed on with me a little over a year ago made 6 figures in their first year and opening their tax offices under my mentorship.
Wonderful.
I'm proud of that.
Yeah.
And then I started Carter Capital Property Management in December of last year. So we're coming up on our 1 year anniversary in literally 2 weeks from today on the
13th.
Wow. That's, and now we have five properties looking to secure about 3 more before the end of the year. You know, need that tax write-off.
Yeah.
Right. And so I got that going on. Shop K Beauty Co. is my daughter's business. I just help her with it. But she is a beast on the e-commerce side. She has 2 businesses already. Body Chaser is my husband's business. He sells workout clothes. He's a fitness trainer. He has a mobile gym. So we can make anything out of the gym. We come to you. We work out with you. If you want to do couples workouts, I'll come out, help the wife, and he'll come out, help the husband. He does strength and core training. He does nutrition, meal plans, meal prep. It's up to you. Or juicing. And, you know, of course, we have like sea moss and things of that nature if you're interested in that. He has other neat things as well, like a fitness journal that he sells, the workout gear, like dry fit clothes. You know, you go to the gym and they have so much cotton stuff. So he the dry fit workout gear and, you know, tank tops and biker shorts like for the ladies and water bottles and just different stuff that you use at the gym bags. Meals, pills, and it's we just think outside the box and don't put all of it at once. I just started, but as an entrepreneur, your mind never stops. So you could just be like on vacation, riding in the car, and you see something, you like idea,
like. I like what they did. Thank you, Lisa. She's like family of entrepreneurs. And I love you started out talking about how like your husband, which, you know, we know everybody doesn't have that testimony, but your husband was already in the entrepreneurial spirit and was like, hey, go, do it. Like, did he give you a span of time to say, I'm going to give you a year? Or did he just have faith and was like, leave your job, leave your good job. We're going to make it out here. We burning the ships. We ain't going back. We're going to make it out here.
I was stressed out. I was stressed out at that job, girl. He was like, just quit. And I was like, no, I ain't gonna quit. You know how you just have, listen, my mom had got me that job. I was like, I ain't about to do this to my mom. I'm serious. Like, I gotta be real, y'all, because we do it all the time, but we doing it to ourselves because it's like, I'm going to this job every day. I'm not happy. I'm still coming home. I'm running my bakery business from home. I'm still coming home after work at 8 to 5. I'm coming home dipping strawberries. I'm coming home doing taxes. I was doing too much.
Yeah.
Like, listen, you don't have to do all
let me help you out. Let me help you out.
You don't have to do, you're not a single woman anymore. Like,
you have to
fall into your self girl era. Here I am 8 years later. Now I'm trying to be a self girl. He like, I told you 8 years.
I told you 8 years ago. Oh my goodness. Budgeting and building to billions. How would you recap kind of in the last, because I know I've actually taken more time than I asked for. How would you kind of recap, and we honor your time, this kind of last thought, like really around, you know, going to billion, because listen, you passed millions. You like, we building the billions.
Nah, let's get the bees. Okay.
Yeah.
So I will recap it just by saying, listen, run your race at your own pace. Don't let anybody discourage you. Don't let nobody stop you because they don't see your vision, right? And everybody has their own set of eyes to see their own vision. Charvette may not see taxes how I see taxes, but when I break it down to her, she understands it, right? But at the same time, she's not trying to get in the tax industry. She's still going to leave that to the experts. So if you're an expert in something, don't wait until it's perfect. jump out the plane and catch the parachute on the way down. Listen, you know when the old people always
wait, jump out the plane and catch the parachute. Lena Lassiter from Forever Hill, she said, come on.
No, I just have to be real. And like, just before we cut it, I was on live this morning and I had a lady make a comment and she was like, what about your friends that don't support you and don't do this and don't do that? And I'm like, stop holding your friends accountable to support you, right? Because your customers are going to be strangers. Your people that are going to elevate you and hold you up to a higher standard are going to be strangers. So don't leave it up to your friends to make you feel like, oh, I support this person, or my friend didn't buy a candle that I just made. That's not for your friend to do. Your friend is there to be a friend. Your cousin is there to be a cousin. Your mom is there to be a mom. Mom not trying to be in there typing numbers. My mom not doing taxes. That's not her calling.
Yeah.
Right? Stop trying to put everybody in the business. Stop trying to add everybody to the circle. That's not for them. They're right where they're supposed to be in your life. Not saying, you know, some people don't need to be cut off, but stop just feeling like everybody is replaceable. And I think that the space that we're heading towards is a bad direction, where everybody's feeling like, oh, this person is replaceable. They don't support me and they don't do this and they don't do that. But did you communicate with them and let them know, hey, I would like you to support me in this way? I don't want you to just buy a ticket. I want you to come out to my event. I don't want you to sponsor anything. I want you to come out and volunteer and help me put on a shirt. Get your hands dirty. Wow. Call some people for me. Come sit in the office with me while it's a late night. Like, they want you to just support them in different ways. And maybe we haven't communicated that with me. Like, I love when people call me out. Like, my friends call me out. I'm okay with that now. At first, I used to be, you know, standoffish. Like, that's not true. That ain't me. It is. I get in my mold and I'm like, oh, I just got to get it done myself. I'm not probably communicating how I want it.
Yeah,
I'm just like, let me just get it done. I got the time to do it. Let me do it. But let your friends be friends. Let your cousins be cousins. Let mama be mama.
That is so good. So much love coming through. Hey, Cheryl, Palu Williamson stopping by. This is so true. It really is. Jump out the plane and catch the parachute on the way down. Yes, over on YouTube, Ayana, the Ayana Show.
Yes.
So such wisdom. Thank you so much for just sharing. Again, I took a little bit more time. Final kind of. Where can people follow you? How can they get your services, get into your programs? Give them one last kind of hurrah.
Absolutely. So y'all follow me on Instagram and Facebook. I am very active. I'm on there every single day, every morning. Probably when you sleep, probably when you wake up, you're going to see me. Drika M. Carter is my Instagram page. The last six letters of my first name, M as in Mary Carter. I do have a website, DrikaMCarter.com. If you're interested in like booking me or having me speak for any events you have coming up or anything like that, all that information is there. If you need help with business consulting, business credit, personal credit, tax prep, then you can follow Carter Capital PLLC, download our free mobile app, hop into our free Facebook group, or go to our website, CarterCapitalPLLC.com. And of course, our social media is the same, CarterCapitalPLLC.com.
Wonderful. And Ayana Smith said, I already followed. There you go. And if you're hanging out at Charvette.com, just look down below in the bio. We have linked all of those links. And if you're listening to the podcast, look in the show notes, click the links and connect there. Well, it has really just been great to have you on the show. I'm glad we connected and that you crossed our paths. And so we're just going to keep our eye out on you.
Thank you so much. I am so excited to be here. And I hope I help some people that are listening. I hope you think about your money in a different way. And I hope if you need help, you'll reach out.
Listen, I know you helped the people who haven't filed their taxes in 20 years. And you told them just focus on the last three. I know you helped somebody. Oh, my last question I ask all my guests. The goal of the show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And what continues to motivate you?
Oh, what continues to motivate me? The impact. Like, if I look back, the money doesn't matter. Like, my family got smiles on their face, but the impact that I make on changing somebody's lives, like, I've helped people become authors. I've helped people become bakery owners. I've helped people become tax business owners. Like, this is what you want to do, let's do it. Like, if you come to me today, Chavette, and say, Drika, this is what I want to do, but I don't know the right direction to go in. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get to it. I'm thinking about this. I got this light bulb going off. And impact, it always comes back to the impact and seeing people. I don't need you to come back and give me flowers for helping you get yours. I just need to see what I told you or what we implemented is working.
What is working. Thank you, Eartha, for sharing this out. Thank you. I know you were late. I'm late. How can we contact? Right here on the screen, I have her full website. So you can screenshot this. You can come back to this video. Also, charvette.com. Just my first name is one of the easiest places because we have a full bio. All the links, everything is there. Instagram, I've tagged her. On the business page, we've tagged on the business page. So that's the way there to connect. Thank you so much. All right. Thank you for being here. I'm truly letting you go now. So thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. See y'all later. All right.
Bye. Wow. What an engaging show and conversation. Down to earth, right? We love that. We love that. Again, this segment was brought to you by the Platform Builder Program. Actually, let me just show you a little bit more about that, and we are going to close everything out. Don't you move.
Are you a high-achieving woman entrepreneur who is ready to ditch being invisible and unpolished, but finally ready to shine a spotlight on your expertise and services? There's a better way to increase the visibility of your personal brand and gain more customers. Let Charvette Mitchell show you with the Platform Builder Program. The Platform Builder Program is her signature 12-month group coaching program built for female entrepreneurs and leaders who are ready to position their expertise and services with a polished visual brand, increase visibility with speaking opportunities, build authority with a published book, and convert more customers with content marketing. Not only do you walk away with all of the juicy strategic nuggets in Charvette's head, but with tangible outcomes that you can see and feel. Find out more and apply at www.platformbuilder.biz.
All right, there you have it. Jump over to platformbuilder.biz. It closes December 16th. I'd love to have you in the January cohort and focus on your marketing, your visibility, and your branding side of your business. All right, it's a wrap. We'll see you all on these internet streets. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.